Hi, team. Welcome to the Escape Podcast for Star Wars The Old Republic. This episode, we'll talk Trooper and Power Tech and why we like them. We'll also cover some news, and of course, we'll make up some kind of rumor for the show notes. As usual, we have an astromech standing by to roam the galaxy broadcasting this podcast. Are you ready, EPC-25? Yeah, I did know that astromechs can also tank and DPS. Better than Power Techs and Vanguards even? Whatever, just start the recording. Hi, Seema. How's it going?
Hey, Max. Going pretty well. So that little astromech is going to tank for us, huh?
Well, T7 does, right?
Yes, he does.
I was thinking about it. Yeah,
he does.
So, yeah, maybe he'd be better than Machia. I don't know. just putting that out there.
Yeah, just saying, possibly. Yeah. Well, I had a good week. I mean, I feel like it was a week of so much to do and so little time because I've been sort of going back and forth between multiple characters. I've been playing my Lobi Vanguard because we're going to talk about Troopers and Vanguards this week. But I am also kind of in love with my Lobi Sentinel, so I've been playing him and having a lot of fun with that. And but then I was also playing with my level 50 Vanguard so that I could get a little bit, you know, to remember how the higher levels go. And he was level 50 and he's at level 52 now, which I feel like took like 5 minutes. It's so quick to level at that level. And partially I had time for all this Lobi stuff because we had a break from Ops last week, which we mentioned. However, we were back to Ops on Sunday where we did the weekly in Dread Forest and Dread Palace and two bosses on hard mode Dread Forest. I'm going to call it that now. Dread Forest. All in one night. So that was okay. We almost got the third boss down, but we had to call time. And I do want to mention that on our Lobi night on Friday night, we played a couple of run-throughs of the new tactical flashpoint, the Kuat Drive Yard flashpoint. And that was pretty interesting. I was in on one run and they did one run before me. My favorite part of it was on the last boss when Spherix said, "Oh, Seema's doing a good job of keeping that boss faced away from us." I'm like, yes, he did a good thing.
Right. I'm a real tank.
Yeah, I'm a real tank now. How about you, Max? What's been going on with you?
Well, I thought it was interesting. You said you were leveling up your low level alts, but switching back and forth, I've been doing sort of the same thing. I've been leveling up my Sork, which is in his 40s, which is a killer. That Sork, I don't know what the deal is, but that it's just amazing. And
is
I've
it
also
a DPS
been leveling.
Sork?
Yes, it is. So I take it into war zones. I PvP with it, and I can pretty often be tapping the damage charts with it. Did a arena on it, and I got into the new Mekeb style 4-on-4 arena. It was a nice little map. I thought it was pretty cool. And we had three Sorks and something else irrelevant against the other team of whatever. And it was pretty awesome. We just destroyed them. But I've also been leveling up my Power Tech, who's in his 20s. I have a Vanguard that is 55, and that was my first class to 50 was the Vanguard. So, and I played that quite a long time. It's my Republic class. I've probably now played my Mercenary. Maybe it's about equal now because we switched over to Imperial, about halfway through the life cycle of the game as our main ops group. But, you know, I may be more Mercenary aware at this point, but I played Vanguard for quite a long time and really like it. I don't have a Power Tech, so I figured it's a good chance for me to remember the lower levels and get a Power Tech going on the Imperial side. So that has been fun too. I haven't been doing too much Galactic Starfighter on my high level characters, but I have been doing it on those two low level characters. So I do the daily every day. And I don't have any ships unlocked. I don't have many unlocks in general on those two. Now I'm starting to get some because I've been doing the dailies. But I've still been having a good time and doing just fine. So I don't top the damage charts. or do as much as the Flash Fires and Stings, but, or, you know, the good gunships, but I have been having fun with it and having fun evading the bomber drones that are missile locking, unavoidable missile locks on you and all that kind of stuff. So it's been cool. We did our Tuesday night run this week, which I did also have fun with. We ended up with, we do anywhere between 8 and 16 people. We ended up with 12 this week, and we decided we'll go do 16-man Nightmare Mode Eternity Vault, since not everybody had that achievement. And it's fun to do with 12. I sort of like it. I like doubling up. I like doing two on the council.
Yeah, that was fun.
It makes me feel really pro when I knock down two. So four of us had to do two on the council, but otherwise we ran the whole instance as you would expect and just plowed through it. It was just a nice, relaxing, fun night.
I think we had one person on the SOA fight that had never done SOA before, so that was fun.
Right, which is sort of the purpose of that night, and we're going to get more of those because I know we have more people leveling up, so that's cool.
I mean, SOA used to be that complicated fight, and now looking back, it's like not that complicated.
I kept narrating that fight. I forgot who was with us. Anyway, whoever he was, another guildie that hadn't done it before, was right on the ball. Guy was sharp. So just as long as I narrated, he just out in, we mark Seema with a star. So when we all need to run west, when the rings are going to drop, we all know where to go. And he jumped down correctly, never fell, never died. I think Sten was like, what's it with this guy still living? His first time through here. It's not fair. So good job. The only other thing I did this week that was sort of fun is I poked my head into EverQuest Next Landmark, and I messed around a bit. AIE as a guild, we like to keep our eye on all of the games out there, and this is one of the things I do. I play all of them.
Yeah, that's Max. I would like to dabble in that too. I'm waiting for the beta though.
It is alpha right now, and it's very alpha. It's a little buggy, and not all the features are implemented, but that's the purpose of an alpha. But it was interesting to see, and it's a building game, a creator game. Very sort of Minecraft at the level of a modern MMO, which is pretty cool. So we as AIE will keep an eye on that, see where it goes, and see if AIE is going to get into either Landmark or EverQuest Next this year, which I bet we will. Otherwise, I think that's about it. So maybe we can cover some news.
Continuing our coverage.
I implore you to listen to what I have to say.
Now, an Imperial News Network report.
Well, in guild news, Lamont, who's a new guildie, has stopped by the introduction thread in the forums and said hello. So hello, Lamont. Also, Moshi posted in that thread that he is adding a few more alts. And I know, you know, a lot of other people have added alts as well, and myself included, and Max included, everyone included.
Yeah.
This week, we're going to do our 16-man Tuesday night, as we did last week. We'll continue this week. We haven't been picking up anybody outside of the guild yet, but if you're around on a Tuesday and want to play with us, give one of us a tell. We might be able to put you in because we, as you heard, we sometimes only have 12 people. So yeah, go for it. That's 9 p.m. Eastern time on Jedi Covenant on Tuesday nights. Hit Max or me up on Twitter or something and we'll try to keep an eye out. Also, one of our guildies, Cosmic, posted a note on the forums about the G2A.com sale on 60-day game time cards for just $17.86. That sounds like a great deal, actually.
Maybe those guys should sponsor us now that we're giving them sort of... It wasn't intended. I didn't think about it. It's not intended to be an ad. This is more public service. That's, that's pretty
nice.
That's our
PSA. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And our Friday night low-level Flashpoint group, our Slobie group, we're in the upper to mid 20s right now, but please feel free to join in at any level, because if we end up now with a wide disparity, we can always go and tackle the tactical, because that has the bolstering.
All levels welcome. In other news, we do have a small patch that hit this week. They released it early, as you probably have seen. Patch 2.6 on Monday. Some very minor bug fixes
6A.
And a little bit of maintenance. 2.6A. Yeah, that's right. Okay, 2.6A. My only note on this was they're going to need a couple more of those little tiny bug fix patches from what I've seen for little bugs and regression issues that have come up in 2.6. Just, I don't know if everyone else has noticed them, but there's been some weirdness out there. Warzone scoreboards don't highlight the teams anymore. There's a thread out there about drones missile lock. When you use your evade abilities, they don't drop the missile lock from the drones off of bombers. There's display bugs on new pieces of armor and old ones. And there was a weird one I saw in the forum. The tinsel bomb no longer works on yourself.
Well, yeah.
How did that get broken?
I know. Yes, right. My favorite thing.
I don't know.
My favorite thing is the quick travel station on Dread Fortress Bridge. Just, I don't know. Did they just give up? Because for a while it was kind of going back and forth. It would work and then it didn't work and just hasn't worked now for a long time.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then the only other thread that I saw blow up recently was apparently a bunch of people are pretty upset that operatives and scoundrels can actually now do damage before they get slaughtered in PvP. And that's just sending people off the charts. I think the first person in that thread on the forums, not to joke about it, but he raged quit because some operative was killing him or something. So we'll see. They will keep an eye on it. If it is overpowered, they will adjust. But just because operatives and scoundrels can do some damage before they die now, because they are still pretty squishy, doesn't mean we need to nerf them 24 hours after the patch drops.
And another Cantina tour coming up. It's been announced for Atlanta, Georgia on February 28th.
That is awesome. I love those Cantina events. But now we can jump right into our segment on our introduction to Vanguards and Power Techs and what there is to like about them.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid.
That is right. Forget those glow stick classes that we've been talking about. Let's get back to some blaster rifles and blasters and shields and power generators. Vanguards and Power Techs. What are they? This is, don't be fooled. Vanguard holds a rifle and Power Tech holds a blaster. However, Vanguards and Power Techs are a melee class. You're either tanking or doing DPS. Those are your two options depending on the trees that you pick. But you are primarily a melee class. Now, it is nice because you can do some mid-range and you have some long-range abilities that allow you to do stuff if you do have to run out. And that's one of the reasons I like it, because of that flexibility. But most of the time, you need to be in that 10-meter range. And often, depending on your spec, sometimes very often, you need to be at 3 meters to be either punching them with the back end of your gun, do like stock strike. See my awesome laser gun? Let me hit you with it. I don't know the complete logic of that. And there's a couple other similar abilities like that. Other defining characteristics of Vanguard's Power Techs, you do get to wear heavy armor. So you have a little bit more armor, a little bit more ability to soak up damage. You are, as I mentioned, you're by spec, you're either a tank or you're doing DPS. But because you have heavy armor and you have some shield and some defensive abilities, you don't have any healing abilities, but you can use those defensive abilities. You can be pretty strong as a DPS.
And you do have a taunt, right? Even if you're in a DPS spec?
You do have two taunts. Yes, you have an AoE taunt and an individual taunt that works from long range. So as a DPS, if you're a DPS on an ops team, that utility can actually be pretty useful. You can either, in certain situations, taunt for the tank. You're up there with the tanks. You're beating on the boss, usually behind them. But if an ad goes and runs off, if the tank needs you to, you can be ready to taunt it back, and then the tank can pick it up when it gets back. Or you can off tank in limited situations. You're not going to off tank a boss in most of the operations, but you can do some pretty interesting stuff. You pop some defensive cooldowns and take on some adds or something. You can help out on op that way a lot. In terms of DPS, you're doing a lot of that close range DPS, as I mentioned. And you'll spec for that. You'll be using a generator in your offhand when you're doing DPS instead of a shield. But depending on the tree, you can do a lot of DPS damage as well. the stats that you're going after for both of these are aim-based. That's your main stat. In DPS, you're, as usual, going after accuracy and surge to your caps and then going, putting everything into power. And for tanking, you're going after your usual shield, absorb, defense type mix with a bunch of endurance.
Right.
But that's pretty much it. They're very good dynamic rotation and versatile classes. So as I said, I rolled my power tech over the course of the past probably 3 or 4 weeks. I've been slowly leveling it up, putting on a level a day here and there, and getting used to what it feels like at the low levels again, because it's been so long. It's probably been, about a year and a half at least since I was level 20 on my Vanguard. Right. That was the first class I took to 50, although I took my Mercenary to about 35 before I switched over to Vanguard, because Imperial just got me so down with how mean they were.
Yeah.
Then I went pub. Now I'm back to Imperial. Anyway, at the low levels even, I like to run with a healer companion. That's the way I like to play the class. You can run with DPS. You could run with another tank and try to do your DPS rotations. I like to, and I leveled up my Vanguard that way, and I play at level 55 that way, and on my low levels, I like to run the Power Tech Vanguard with a healer. I'm leveling Tactics on my Power Tech, which is the middle tree. It's focused, it's got a couple more abilities that are up close and personal, so I do need to be in melee range even more than being at the 10-meter range. But it is still very useful, very high damage ability and very high damage tree while you're leveling up even. One of the cool things I like about it in terms of PvE is you don't have a CC, but you don't need it. So you just jump in. You either maybe start off with a death from above or throw an explosive dart out there, or run in and shoot your blaster off while you're running in. But you run in and face tank and gather up all the mobs and just start, you know, mob to mob to mob, just DPSing them down. If I've got a healer backing me up, it gives me, and I pop some defensive cooldowns, I'm fine with it. I'll just tank them while I'm taking them down. Remember, you've got that heavy armor, which helps you a little bit, but you do need to, in those cases, if you're playing that way, you do need to remember to be popping your defensive cooldowns while you're playing that way too. But I like it that way. Couple things that I remembered going through at the low levels that I found a little bit more of a challenge than I remembered was, especially at the low levels, and really until you get to about 30, you're a little limited in your abilities, which make playing Vanguard Power Tech at the low levels a little more difficult in a couple ways. You don't have any gap closer because you don't get the grapple. You don't get your pull until later than the very early level ranges. You also do not get a leap or a jump into battle unless you're a tank, and that doesn't come till about level 30 also, which is Storm for a Vanguard.
Yeah, it's way up there.
Because you don't have those, you do need to run in. And if you get those spread of mobs where you have a group of three mobs and they're all 15 meters apart and they're all ranged, well, then you run over to one and you punch him in the face and DPS him down. Then you got to run over to the other one. And so there is a little bit more running around that way than I had remembered. Once you get your pull, you'll be able to be a little more effective in how those work. The other thing that I found is heat management or resource management. Ammo and heat are your main resources on both sides. Heat management is terrible at the low levels.
Yeah, you have to keep using your free ability.
Yes. So your rapid shots or your white damage shot that you have, which is nice because it's also ranged and it works out to 30 meters, but you need to lace that in and roll that into your rotation often. Otherwise, you're out of ammo or you're exceeding heat very quickly. And I wanted to throw in here one pro DPS trick that I meant to throw out at some point. The trick, even at very high levels, the trick to heat management and ammo management is the threshold where the return on casting an ability and your heat starts to overgenerate is 40%, or 60% is where your ammo starts getting too low. So one tactic, the way a lot of people think about that threshold at 40% heat is, I got to be careful not to get my heat over 40%. That's one way to think about it, but that's not the optimal way to think about it. The trick, a little pro tip, if people want to think about it this way, is what you really want to do is use all of your optimal abilities, your optimal rotation, with keeping your heat as close to zero as possible, surely making sure never to go over 40%, but keep it as close to zero as possible with never hitting zero. If you can continuously casting abilities and rotating in rapid shot when you need to, and have the heat getting down as close to zero but never actually hitting zero as possible, you'll be regenning as quickly as possible, because the regen is less at under 20% than it is between 20 and 40, than it is between 40 and 60, 60, 80, 80, 100. Right. So that's a sort of a trick you can use.
So in other words, don't let it get out of hand and then try to rein it back. Start from the beginning and always do something, the little things, lace them in. And okay. Yeah, it's like that with sage and sorc healing and your force regen. You have to be doing it all along. You can't run out of force and then noble sacrifice your way to full.
Right. It slows you down. You waste a lot of global cooldowns, and you're wasting that rapid regen that you're getting when you're staying in the optimal ranges.
Right.
If you're always hovering up around 40, you're going to cross over 40. You're going to be non-optimal once in a while, and that's going to slow you down. And the last point before I get to your thoughts on the low level SEMA is another challenge that I saw. And this is, you don't have to do this at the lowest levels, but I like to do it because I know what I'm going to be doing later when I develop the class and I get towards the upper levels, and especially at endgame. I tend to take the abilities off of my bar that I know I'm not going to be using soon, or not going to be using at endgame in the rotation that I'm going to be going after. So for example, for my power tech, I took unload as soon as I could. When you're only level 10, you've got nothing else. So
yeah.
You use them. But I took unload and missile blast off my bar by level 15 or 20, and I don't use them. And the reason is they aren't in the rotations at later game and end game, because they cost way too much compared to other abilities that you'll have on cooldown. So you'll never get around to prioritizing their use. They just cost too much heat. They cost too many resources, and you don't get the damage return out of them because you'll have talents for making other things really good. So those are my thoughts on low level. We'll talk about high level too, but what were your thoughts on the low level leveling that you've been doing, Seema?
Well, my low level trooper, I can't even call him a vanguard because he's level 20, I think now. Really, there's not a huge differentiation between advanced classes at that level. So I will say, though, I am a sucker for the trooper story. I just love I love how the trooper is the hero of the story, and the story is he's always saving something, and in the end he saves, like, you know, the Republic.
Yes.
I like that a lot. So that's fun to me. And I'm about to get 4X. So my Lobi Vanguard is on just starting Nar Shaddaa now. And I love that story, the story where you get 4X. And 4X is actually one of my favorite companions of all time. Of course, on my Vanguard, he won't be of too much use. However, I don't really like to play with a healer companion, so I might play with 4X for a while just for that reason. And of course, I will to get the 1,000 kills on him because, you know, got to do that.
You're an achievement chaser.
I'm kind of bad at it, but yeah. I am motivated by the achievements. And I'm like you, my Vanguard was one of my early characters. And so when I played him, the one that I have now that's level 52, he's been level 50 for a long time. I had to go back and play the beginning because I didn't really remember it that much. And then in the last few days, I have played my higher level one. And the play style between the trooper at 0 to 20 and the trooper with all your abilities from the tree, it's night and day different. So that's the point about the class too. So if you start out at the low levels and you think, gosh, this is not for me, all I can do is shoot and run around, that isn't really what the class is about. So hang in there, play a few more levels, and at least get to your mid-30s before you make that decision.
Yeah.
You know, pop some XP boosts. You know, if you really don't like it, you can just play your class story, focus on the story or whatever. But nowadays, it's not that onerous to level. So I recommend going for it, man.
I like that. I like this. I really, just like you, I really like the story on the Vanguard. I personally really identified with the trooper. I thought it was just really fun to sort of be. I didn't know if I would when I first got into SWTOR. Why wouldn't you want to be a Jedi? When the game was in, you know, alpha, beta, it was under development, and I heard about the classes, I was thinking, well, that's cool that they've got those in there, like the operative and the trooper, but who would want to be that? Why, you know, everybody wants to be a Jedi, right? And then I got into it and I started playing it and I just loved being the trooper. I loved being that Havoc squad. You know, I'm it's me and my team and we're Havoc squad. We live to serve. Right. We live to serve the Republic.
And my favorite of the three cinematics, you know, that you can watch if you ever go back and watch them. My favorite one is the one where the trooper fights the Sith Lord and
Malgus.
Yeah. Right. And Satil Shan comes and helps him at the end. And at the end they show all the flares on the planet. And I'm just, you know, I get all teary at the end of that. Well, yeah. All of them really, but yeah. I mean, I felt the same way as you. It's like a trooper. Aren't those just the nameless, you know, soldier grunt guys? But I find they did a great job of making a really epic character.
And boy, you get to see Commander Garza over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
And, over. And who wouldn't like that?
I'll have a pro tip for that one. Buy the Legacy Travel for Coruscant because you're going to have to be going back there.
Exactly. You had a good point on 4X. 4X is awesome.
Yeah.
He is super cool. I barely ever played with him because, again, I always play with a healer. It made me think, okay, here's a wall of crazy. I would love to be able to take any companion spec and abilities and just slot it into any companion I want. If I want 4X to be my healer, I know the animations will be screwed up. You know, so that they'd have to reanimate them. But I'd love to be able to switch it out and just make 4X my healer for a while. And now I'm going to make whoever.
At least with the droids, right? Because you can imagine give them a new sensor unit and a different weapon selection and, you know, presto changeo, you're a healer or you're a this or that or the other. Yeah, I like that idea. That's all that goes on the wall of not so crazy.
And then on the bounty hunter side, I know some people, I've heard people, I don't know how many now that I think about it, the statistics, I've heard people say that, you know, a couple people once in a while say they didn't get a kick out of the bounty hunter story. I did, especially chapter one. I love the Great Hunt. I thought it was cool. And I like the rest of the bounty hunter story. I like being a bounty hunter too. So both of those, I think, are great stories and something to get a kick out of. I really like the attitude of the bounty hunter and my ability to sort of be outside of both the Empire and the Republic, or at least feel that way. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm one of the ones that wasn't not in love with the bounty hunter story. To me, it was sort of like, oh, okay, now you want me to go kill this person? Okay, now you want me to go kill this person? Okay, now you want me. And that actually, my first bounty hunter was one of my first characters too. And that's kind of the whole imp thing got to me where, you know, like the dark side choice is to kidnap a baby and eat it. And the light side choice is you just, you know, kidnap it and then abandon it.
Exactly. So I think there's less of that in the bounty hunter line than there is in some of the Sith lines, the warrior and the inquisitor lines. But
you
still do get those.
And you do have to make a hard, I don't want to give a spoiler, but you do have to make a hard choice in the trooper story too at one point.
True, true. Brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
High level, I think Power Tech and Vanguard are excellent classes. I think some of the other classes, the pure damage classes, in some ways can out damage them from time to time unless you're really good, but they're right up there. and they're very close. Having the utility of what you can add to an ops group, I think, is very important. And in PvP, I think it's awesome if you have a more of a tanky class, especially if you're on a team and you're backed up by healers. If you spec, even if you don't spec, if you're just a DPS spec as a Vanguard or Power Tech, and you use things like your taunts in PvP, you get a damage reduction and protection points scored for yourself by doing that, and it helps out your team. If you spec with some of your tanking spec, you can also put guard on people, and that does even more in PvP than it does in PvE. And you're a pretty hefty class then that can take and soak up a lot of damage and protect your healers. And you do that by peeling people off of your healers and taunting and killing the people that are killing your healers. I always had a lot of fun doing that. I did the most PvP on my Vanguard, who's Valor rank 80 or 81 or 82. I did the most PvP back in the old days, though, when Ilum still had open world PvP with, you know, large squads of 40 on 40, 50 on 50 Imperial and Republic. And I also did a lot in war zones back in the day when there was a spec called Carolina Parakeet, which was a hybrid tank DPS spec with enough in the tanking tree. So you were very defensively very good. And you had Storm, and you had your pull, and you had enough in the DPS trees where you were doing tons of damage, and it annoyed a lot of people. But I loved it because I could leap in, I could pull, I could taunt, I could soak up damage, and I could deal out the damage. And it was pretty fun back in those days. But even now, it's still a great class to have. It has a lot of versatility in PvP and in PvE. It's, if you spec as tank, it's one of the top tanks. I mean, there are three very viable tanks in the game right now. Our ops leader and our ops group runs with a Vanguard, a Power Tech tank that is very good. I would never not take a Vanguard tank for anything. People in nightmare modes might optimize around a particular tank type for particular fights. But in general, Vanguard Power Tech is an excellent tank. And for DPS, I find it does excellent damage. If you it does have a somewhat complicated rotation. It does need to be responsive to the procs and cooldowns. And you do need to be up on how to optimize that rotation. But if you can, and if you do, you can do just as much damage as everything else. And you've got those extra defensive abilities and things like the taunts and off-tank capabilities to make it useful in PvE. So that's my thoughts at the high level. And I still like to go back and play it. How about you, Seema? Well, you've done some at the high level,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my high level is 50 to 52, so I don't have the ops experience with him, but I do like, you said that the rotation is complicated to play. I like it because it's kind of meaty to play. So it's sort of like there's a lot of different abilities, but they all do enough of a different thing that they kind of fit into different slots into what you're trying to accomplish. Like for one pull, you may start with mortar volley because it's up and because they're close, the mobs are close enough together. But for the next pull, you don't have mortar volley. So you're going to do storm and you're going to do some defensive cooldowns, and then you're going to do another type of AoE. Plus you're going to keep in mind where your companion is and what he's doing. And I've that part of it. I think that's fun. And I feel like as I level my Vanguard up, I will get better and better at that. I was saying to you earlier today that I felt like he was squishy, and you said to me, well, are you doing this and are you doing that? And I'm like, no. So when I started weaving in some of the stuff I hadn't really thought that much about, because remember, he's been standing around on the fleet with no spec for months.
Right.
It made like a night and day difference to what I was calling squishy. I mean, he was already survivable. Like he was surviving. I was surviving with him on all the pulls, but now he was finishing at like 80, 90% health instead of 30, 40% health. There's that. And I really, really like the trooper story. I know a lot of people don't, but I loved the story. the ending to it in Corellia. A friend of mine, it might have even been Sten, but somebody said it's not the best story, but it's the most fun to play. And what they meant by that is there's stories like the agent story that are more involved and are maybe more driven by more complex and mysterious motivations, and you're kind of going
sure.
aha all the time. But the trooper is the most fun to play to me because you're the hero, man. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Right. Right. Exactly. I completely agree. And even as they expanded, you get to McKeb and you still get to be the Havoc squad coming in to save the day. And I could do that forever. Add more planets, add more missions. Havoc squad, live to serve. We're there.
I was noticing that too on McKeb because, you know, I played through McKeb on my other characters, and my light side characters, they're also a hero, right? On McKeb, they're also saving people. But there's just something about Havoc squad and the way the trooper does it is just sort of like, you know, that's what we're here for, man. It's just fun.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. And I like Storm. One of the things I like to do is, I know I said I do this with Force Leap, but I try to see how big of an obstacle I can jump up and, like with Force Leap, if you jump up from behind a fence or a chair or a rock or something, you'll fly over it to attack the person. But with Storm, you just kind of run through it, which is entertaining all by itself.
I didn't notice that. I haven't spec tank in a while on my Vanguard. I'll have to go play with that. Go do some crazy things. Yeah, so that's pretty much sums it up. I'm trying to think of any really cool fun stuff I've done with my Vanguard. I do feel like my Vanguard is a good class to solo interesting things with. So because I have survivability and enough damage and a healer companion, I can go and do a lot of things. I can solo instances that not everybody can solo. And I can do a lot of, I can hit some of the champions that are out in the world in ways that other classes may not be able to. Because I'm ultimately going to be doing a ton of damage. Then I pull aggro and I should be and it's fine. So I do like it from that perspective. So I've done some soloing with my Vanguard that is one of the things I like to do with it. What about you? Do you have anything that you've been doing so far that you think, you know, this is a cool thing to go off and do with Vanguard?
What I found I was doing with my Vanguard on McKeb is I was like looking at, you know, there's those areas in McKeb, those places where there's like an elite and two strongs and a couple of weaks that are all guarding a chest. And I'm looking at that chest going, can I?
Right.
I mean, there's two ways to do that, right? You run in, loot the chest and run out again and leave your companion behind to die. Or what I'm deciding is whether or not I can actually kill them all. So, yeah, more on that later, because I don't have that feeling with my Vanguard yet, like you just described, where I could go into situations that I would go into without a thought on my healers. But on my Vanguard, right. I just don't have that command. I don't have all the abilities that just come second nature yet, so that I can pull a rabbit out of my hat. So I'm looking forward
to
that.
I will.
I'll report back.
Okay. Yeah, I think you will. Well, anything else on Trooper Vanguard? Sum it up. Great fun class to play. I highly recommend it. I'd say Vanguard maybe it's one of my top classes in the game. Yeah, I'd say, let's see, if I was hard pressed to pick my favorite class. Yeah, I'd have to say Vanguard.
Cool.
My favorite class in the game.
Awesome.
All right. Little EPC 2.5 here is filled up and we are ready to go. So thanks for listening. For comments and questions, we can be found on Twitter at MaxTheGray and at AIECima, or drop in on Jedi Covenant and ask us for an invite. Our character names are in the show notes. For AIE Guild information, you can visit aie-guild.org. Or find us on Facebook or Google Plus at AIE SWOTOR. And we will talk to you soon.
Good night.